2 months after the launch of City Bike, the people who run bike rental companies in New York agree City Bike is changing their businesses, but they can't agree if it's helping or hurting. After speaking with about a dozen bike rental companies, WNYC's Alex Goldmark reports the verdict was evenly split.
So from here, no cars. Stand where you guys from?
At Blazing Saddles in the South Street Seaport, assistant manager Solo Respeto says City Bike is bringing him business. This is the rising tides lift all boats school of thought.
I think the whole dynamic of biking is getting better. The City Bike spreads the news that biking is popular and is the thing to do. So it hasn't hurt us. If anything, it's helping.
Business is up 15% here. Most customers are European tourists who like a little hand-holding.
City Bike is more, you have to have your own helmet, you know where you're going. They don't give you a map. They don't work it out for you, size out the bikes for you. We do a lot of little the extras, you know. See the young lady I have here with the big, beautiful smile. You can't get that at City Bike.
And then there's 67-year-old Zina Jan. She says she hasn't been on a bike in years.
Yeah, the spirit moved me, and I just decided I got to do it today.
She's renting a bike in the West Village at Waterfront Bike Shop, and she's here because of City Bike. Sort of.
I wanted to rent one from that station here in the neighborhood, the City Bike, two blocks from here, and I stuck my card in it, and it didn't work, and then I got disappointed, and I said, I came here.
That's lucky business for Christian Farrell, the owner of Waterfront Bike Shop. But it's not common, he says. Business is down.
It's half, almost exactly half, the amount of rental business that we had this time last year.
This is the second school of thought. Farrell used to sell out on most nice weather weekends. That happened the weekend right before City Bike launched, but it hasn't happened since. Farrell hopes the city will do more to drive business to small shops like his, or that in the long run, maybe people will take to cycling but want to switch from City Bike to his lighter, smoother rides.
It's not like us against City Bike. It's more about not being overshadowed by them.
One way not to be overshadowed is to capitalize on what City Bike isn't doing. Chris Wogas is the president of Bike and Roll, the biggest rental company in the city with locations in about six neighborhoods. He sees a business opportunity.
Conversation of late has been mostly centered on helmets.
He already has about 1,000 on hand, so now he's renting helmets that you can pick up in one place and drop off in another, just like a City Bike, except they get cleaned in between each use. For WNYC, I'm Alex Goldmark.